A new documentary aims to draw attention to the wars, fighting, and atrocities happening around the world that are often undercovered or all entirely forgotten. Correspondent Ali Rogan sat down with French philosopher, journalist, and author Bernard-Henri Lévy to discuss his new film.
Bernard-Henri Lévy, thank you so much for joining us. This film and the book that accompanies it are based on your travels in late 2019, well into 2020, to some of the most dangerous places around the world. Why did you take this on?
Because I wanted to meet ladies and gentlemen who fight Putin, Erdogan, Iran, China, and Islamic Caliphate. This is the topic of this movie. Those who fight these five authoritarian regimes or groups threatening democracy all over the world. I felt that my duty, my task as a public intellectual was to go there to bear testimony on what is happening there, the carnage and the resistance, which is confronting the carnage and the massacres.
And of course, each of these countries is unique. They have their own characteristics. But what is your sense of what the people there want outside observers to understand about the conditions in which they are living?
The people I met can be in Bangladesh, in Kurdistan, in Donbass, Ukraine. What they want is to live normally, like us, in democracy, in a state of transparency, without, in a freedom, without these authoritarian boots on their head and sometimes on their body. This is what they want, to raise their families, to rule their house, to rule their life in a normal and liberal way.
In Bangladesh, there are a group of women who are known as national heroines for what they endured. Can you tell me about what they went through to earn, essentially, that title?
50 years ago, at the moment of the liberation of Bangladesh from Pakistani rule, the Pakistani soldiers used rape as a weapon of war. They raped ladies on large scale. And of course, 9 months after that, when the country was freed, they gave birth to babies. And as often in traditional countries, the first reaction was to damn them, to curse them, to ban them from the society and sometimes their families. And there was in Bangladesh a great leader named Mujibur Rahman, whom I knew well. And Mujibur Rahman took the great decision to name these ladies who had been raped and who were giving birth to those babies, not cursed ladies, but Birangona, heroines of the nation. And in the movie, 50 years after, I see them again. And I meet again these young teenagers who are now my age, of course, who have changed, but I see in their eyes the same magnificent light of spirit, of hope, and of resistance. 50 years after, in a way, they did not change.
You had a lot of dark moments throughout your journeys, but I know that you also observed things that gave you hope. What are the things that most gave you hope about the places and the people that you visited?
The incredible dignity of the victims whom I film. The Christians of Nigeria facing Boko Haram and facing the Fulani militias, they keep standing on their feet and on their values. The Kurds of Syria and of Iraq, of KRG, same. They keep resisting with a dignity which is an example for the rest of the world. So this dignity of the victims gives me hope in darkness.
The film and the book by the same name is The Will to See, Bernard-Henri Lévy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you.